Students got to learn about career opportunities during Wednesday's Tech Expo at Twin Lakes Secondary School in Orillia. The Tech Expo is a great way to introduce people in Orillia to different types of careers and get a sense of what they can do without needing to leave Canada, said Ava Medurek. Medurek is in grade 10 at Twin Lakes. She and her Civics and Careers class organized the Tech Expo, which featured 28 representatives with interactive booths. It brings more awareness about the careers they might already be interested in and how important it is that we have them and how much of a difference everyone in this school can make, she said. After speaking with firefighters, Medurek learned the job involves a lot of weight. The physical demands and heavy suits go beyond just putting out a fire, she explained. The Tech Expo is really important. For example, there are so many fires in Ontario and Alberta and everywhere in Canada, and if we don't have the proper firefighters to help, it makes the matter worse, she said. She noted representatives from businesses in Simcoe County showed students how much opportunity is available to them. Most interested in the arts, Medurek was excited to converse with Bobby Leppington and Steve Rossiter at the Design by Bobby booth. Because of the architectural design, it's very fun to design houses, she said. Kai Elford was also part of the class organizing the event. He said he is excited to explore a career in architecture. My favorite part of it was talking to everyone, he said. Adam Gutowski, of Apex Tree Surgeons, was on hand for the event. Especially early in their lives, this is a great opportunity for kids to be able to see different technology built into different industries and how it can interact with what they are already learning, he said. Gutowski displayed a diagram of a hypotenuse and many students recognized it from math class. Knowing the slope between the tree and the ground is an important part of his job, he explained. Fleming College representatives demonstrated how virtual reality sets are used for training heavy machinery operators. Students learned drilling horizontally to install underground infrastructure like gas lines is advantageous. Then they could don the set and try it themselves. Our simulators help with muscle memory and are especially good for reinforcing activities we're going to do in the field. They imprint actions done in the real world, said Fleming College's Jim Smith. Husband and wife business duo Rossiter and Leppington demonstrated to students how many careers are interdisciplinary or offer alternative paths. There's so many avenues. I was automotive my whole life, now I design septics, said Rossiter. The students who are coming to the table are incredibly engaged, asking the right questions, like, what classes should I take? Said Leppington, who encouraged students interested in design to take a construction course as well. Grade 9 students Bailey Baum, June Vaughn and Aaliyah Boxall spoke to various representatives who piqued their interests. It was really cool to talk to the people who did the tattoos and henna. I would really like to learn about that, said Baum, who is certain of her path to work in a salon and specialize in curly hair. It was fun, not exactly what I expected, Vaughn said after visiting the Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital booth. She was interested in talking about nursing and opportunities through the hospital. She picked up a pamphlet about registered respiratory therapists. I'm not sure about it, but it's cool. She was showing me how to open an airway for someone to breathe if they can't, said Vaughn. I really like talking with the police officers, especially because, after high school, I want to become a canine officer, said Aaliyah Boxall. This was the second expo Clay Palmer led his civics and careers class through. Over 2.5 months, they contacted businesses and organizations, coordinating the event. The kids always impress me with what they bring to the table, he said. Palmer said the event encourages a sense of community in a positive learning experience. It's never too early to start thinking about your future, but because it's open format and they can talk to whoever they want, it takes some pressure off, he said.